This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Does Lima like? Or does Lima know like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like.
I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
What wasn't to like last night as the Cavaliers won again their 47th win of the year? They upped their mark to 40-0 when they have a lead going into the fourth quarter. And they got a unicorn performance.
Lima Lights.
Evan Mobley, 25 points, 13 boards, 8 assists. But what I was watching last night was our first potential matchup of Defensive Player of the Year candidates with Jaren Jackson going up against Evan Mobley. Jackson actually right now better odds going into last night to win that award. When Wemby went down, we were wondering, does that open the door to Evan Mobley? And he had 3 blocks last night. Now he had one of Jackson. Jackson had one of him as well.
Yeah.
But there was no doubt once, you know, one of the guys goes out with foul trouble, and Evan Mobley got to, you know, hang in there and really play well. The only thing Evan didn't do last night well was shoot the 3. He was 1 of 8, but he did everything else well. That was an awesome performance from Evan Mobley, Daryl.
And you're seeing, even though he went 1 from 8 from 3, what you're seeing from him is the confidence to keep taking that shot, even if it's not going down. And not just for him.
Which is what Atkinson begs of him.
That's what he wants. And I think that's one of the few remaining things in his game that he's got to refine is the consistency from the perimeter. But opponents are going to have to start to respect that from him. But yeah, Mobley is next level this season.
Lima Lights.
So you had no Darius last night, but you did have Ty Jerome. Basically had a Darius game in that he was scored 26, was 3 of 7 from 3, got to the free throw line a little bit, 9 of 16 from the floor, and Ty in the fourth quarter, 15 points, just sensational. If he doesn't have that kind of a quarter, they probably lose.
Not only that, but for Kenny Atkinson, this has kind of come out of nowhere. I think for the Cavaliers, you know, some of the folks in that locker room kind of came out of nowhere. Donovan Mitchell was talking about, well, we saw a little bit of this in training camp from him. But that's training camp. It's in off season, one of, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's one thing to see that there. It's another to see him do this on a more consistent basis on the floor.
Lima Lights.
It's not only the team that is able to connect on the big shots. Daryl, you were there last night. Did we have another half court celebration?
They're giving away $10,000 pretty much every game. I mean, this is the 5th or 6th half-court shot that I have seen made. So 2 contestants, both clanked one off the rim. Another one was online but grazed the net. and this kid was the last one, and it was funny looking at, I think Darius Garland was having some fun with him as he was watching the kid warm up for the shot. Goes nothing but net, and the place went bananas again.
And it was another free large fries night.
I'm a light.
120 or more. This is like every game. McDonald's has given away the free. This is one of the best promotions in the history of the city.
Even better than the Chalupas when they would score 100 points.
I do miss the Chalupas. I do. And I haven't taken advantage of this. What do you have to do? Do you just show up and you get it, or is there a voucher?
I think it's in the app. It used to be with the tickets. I know they used to do chicken nuggets. I took all of my kids one night, and they made whatever the thing was for chicken nuggets, and somebody got like 80 chicken nuggets the next day for free.
Well, it seems like every game, 120, even when they don't shoot well. Like, they didn't shoot well from three last night, and yet every single time out there, and they're averaging 122 a game.
Is this the best offensive team in Cavaliers history?
On paper right now, regular season, yes. I would still, like, I'll say forever. And I think Danny Cunningham was on with us Friday. He agreed. The 2017 Cavs, yeah. The team that the only reason they didn't win the championship was because Kevin Durant was there. But that thing was humming, and in the playoffs and against any competition. Like, that was the best. That was not just the best off. That was the best Cavs team. But by the numbers, this Cavs team is shattering all the marks.
Yeah, I feel that Cavs team you mentioned is their version of the 95 Indians.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, greatest team to not win a championship.
Let's have some fun.
I'm
with
alike.
Some spring training baseball. The Guardians were back.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I was asking, like, how you were supposed to watch them, because they still haven't figured out how the Guardians are going to be on cable TV, because I'm one of the lone cable subscribers, the well over $200 a month. Like, I, me and the wife, we have to have a conversation.
You're a holdout,
about this.
Huh?
I am a holdout, but I don't get any other Guardians. But I guess I could have, because it was free. You just had to, you know, subscribe and sign up and everything.
I hope,
but you could get them for free for these five games. And that was yesterday. If you had a chance to watch them, you were loving life.
I hope that they do something to where, like, I don't have to go to my internet browser on my television to watch the games. Like, can we get a subscription ability through, I don't know, Prime or whoever? I really don't want to have to pull up the browser on my TV and type in.
Don't think we'll have an app by then, at least.
I feel like something will be figured out.
Well, I do FanDuel for the Cavs, and they have an app.
Yeah, I mean, that's my complaint. It's not the $99 subscription for the season that they're charging. It's the I don't want to have to be watching on my television through an internet browser.
If I can at least say, Alexa, play the Guardians, and then it just pops up, I'll be happy.
Oh, that would be nice. I feel like we'll be there.
Come on, Major League Baseball.
And if you missed it yesterday, you had back-to-back jacks. Who doesn't love back-to-back jacks?
If you're going to have one jack, you might as well have back-to-back
jacks. Have a subsequent jack. You got to have one. And you had it yesterday. CJ Kafis had a 403-foot bomb.
Of course he did.
And Joe Lampe, 443 feet with an exit velocity of 105.4 miles per hour.
Love exit velocity.
No love for my guy, Stephen Kwan?
And Kwan. I did have Kwan bomb written in there.
Come on, Lima.
So break up your Guardians. They are on cruise control already. I mean, we're sitting here in February, and these guys are just straight up mashing. Daryl, they're mashing.
They're so good they can put Austin Hedges at DH in the Cactus League opener.
Well, and what you're going to absolutely love is when they play the New York Yankees.
Lima Likes.
And they beat the Yankees. You will not at Yankee Stadium here, New York, New York. Another tradition has fallen by the wayside. We go over to our Yankees part-time fan correspondent, Mitch Spinell. Mitch, the grooming, they've changed the rules about facial hair, and now New York, New York. Your franchise is in tatters. Everything you know and love about the Yankees coming to a quick close.
It is a bit of an identity crisis. I did find that it was funny that they're starting to play songs like That's Life at the end of losses compared to the one they played before. But
there's going to be a rotation now of songs.
Oh, is it a rotation? I thought it was just going to be the one song. I mean, that's all right.
Well, that's why we went to you. You're the Yankee half-fan correspondent.
Half fan. If I was a full fan, I would have known that.
That's right. Half-ass answers from a half-ass fan.
I'm not burning my stuff.
The plane
you're
of
gonna
New
York. Burn it.
Yeah, you got to burn it by opening day.
You better get your matches.
Sever your relationship with this once proud Yankees organization. The plane of New York, New York, after Yankee games dates back to 1980 with Frank Sinatra's 1979 recording at a Manhattan nightclub. And it was a cassette tape that they used way back then. But it just seems like everything is falling apart for the Bronx Bombers.
Whatever happened to tradition? Respect for tradition.
Speaking of tradition, it really is all coming to a close.
I'm a no like.
Daryl, sad news. Hooters in bankruptcy talks. Oh. They shuttered another 12 restaurants. Daryl, did you ever try the Hooters wings?
Yes. In Indianapolis at the Combine multiple times.
You couldn't get into St. Elmo, so you settled for Hooters. And how were they? How were the wings?
Both known for their sauces.
I'll just say the servers were better.
Used to watch UFC fights in both Syracuse, New York, and Parkersburg, West Virginia.
I'm old enough to remember when Hooters tried to start their own airline. Remember that?
It didn't work?
No, did not go well.
I used to live 20 minutes away from John Daly, and in between us was a Hooters, and you could go see him there all the time.
Not even signing autographs, just legitimately
just there
dining in.
Just having a drink.
Yeah, what are NFL coaches and executives going to do in Indianapolis this week if they close down the Hooters?
Oh, they'll at least leave it open through the weekend,
right?
You have
to.
It's the hottest spot.
Right.
Hooters Airlines, and yet you never heard of them getting any crazy crashes like you have over the last few days.
Can't do that right now.
Reckless speculation.
I'm just saying, I don't remember any... They're keeping.
They never just fired the director of Hooters Airlines.
Well, they at least kept the Hooters planes upright when they landed. That's it for Lima Likes.